I said, skip it. My fate is my fate. And so I went, I came here, unloaded my, I had to undo my luggage, wash a couple dishes. You know what I'm saying? I made myself some breakfast, threw a couple loads in the washing machine. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get things together at home, straighten up, get some files situated how I wanted to get situated. And then I got to go out and take care of some stuff and be looking at the property. So I'm going to be dropping a vlog probably tomorrow. I'm going to drop a vlog on Darth Anton tomorrow, and we're going to get it in. What's going on, y'all? What's happening? Let me say this also for the fellas, because, you know, I got to get some spring cleaning going on in here, and I want to make sure that everything is as tidy as I want it to be. Y'all got to learn how to do for yourselves also. Having a wife or cleaners and stuff is a nice to have. But sometimes I just want to get in there and get it done myself. Like, cleaners come in and they do like the dusting. They'll do like, you know, the windows. They'll, you know, sweep, mop, dishes. They do the general stuff. But every once in a while, like every month or so, I got to get in there and I got to make sure that it's done myself. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, the way I was raised to never have to depend on a woman. I know guys in real life that older guys, I don't know about the younger guys, but I know some older guys in real life that cannot even exist. They don't even know how to make their own lunch. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. I know women and wives that have to make sure that they prep stuff so that their husband is straight if they decide to go and visit their mother in a different state, or if they decide to go and do this, or they decide that the man just be like a bumbling idiot. I didn't even know that that existed. I didn't know that there were men that did not know how to wash clothes, or did not have to do dishes, or did not have know how to do dishes, that don't know how to clean up their own bathroom, that don't know how to iron their own clothes. And I don't know if they just trying to be like, oh man, I don't know what I'm doing. But it is guys that I know, guys that have been married since they were 18 years old. And again, they're older than me and they have no clue on what to do. They don't know where the dishwashing liquid is. They don't know where the vacuum is. They don't know none of that stuff. It's crazy. So my message to you before we get started in the show today is learn how to take care of yourself. And it doesn't mean that you can't let a woman or let your wife or let somebody else be able to add value, but you should know how to get yourself together. You should know how to get yourself together. Real talk. Kay Cooper said, that's pretty sad. I taught my son how to cook and clean early. I don't understand. Y'all, so, and I'd be thinking to myself, because that's the older generation, because I'm talking about guys that's like in their 50s, 60s, whatever, maybe even approaching 70, some of them. And I'm looking at these newer people and I'm like, wait a minute, dog, you don't know how to wash your ass? You confused on how to set your own dentist appointment? Because like when we have conversations on after hours and stuff, and you know, we may ask the question, well, what would a woman do in order to bring value into a man's life and stuff like that? And the conversation be so basic. And the women be like, oh, man, no, I could set your dentist appointments and set up your doctor's appointments and stuff. Man, I got a calendar. What you talking about? I know how to. When you leave the dentist, they literally say, hey, so do you want to set up your next appointment? And you say, sure. You get out your calendar on your phone, you set your next appointment, you set up an alert, you know what I'm saying, so that you're not, it don't sneak up on you, and you set your appointment. When you go to the doctor and you know, getting out and you check it out or whatever, and you need to go to the doctor at least twice a year, minimum once, at least twice a year, they ask you, do you want to set up your next doctor's appointment? They give you a little card. Or you could just get your little mobile device and set your appointment. What do you mean you don't know how to cook for yourself? So everything that you eat, because that's expensive. I can afford to do DoorDash. I know there's some people out there that can afford to go out to the restaurant every day, DoorDash and all of that stuff. But you mean to tell me that if you just so happen to get hungry, you have to do DoorDash. You have to go get something to eat, or you got to have a woman that come in and cook and clean. Dog, I could do my own. And here's the worst part about it. It's so easy now. We have technology that makes it easier than ever. You can talk to AI. You don't even have to set your appointment. You can literally hit the button and tell Apple Intelligence, hey, set this up, do this, order my Instacart. Okay, Instacart, they're going to come in. They're going to do all of the grocery shopping for you. All you got to do is go on the app and say the stuff that you need. Hey, I need broccoli, I need lettuce, tomatoes, eggs. You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all like the little paper turkey bacon. I myself preferably like the pork bacon. You know what I'm saying? And you order your stuff and you get everything that you need. It's so, life is easy. Like the way that we complain, and then we're going to talk about student loans. Trump just recently did a press thing where he actually said that he talked to China. We're going to go into Stephen A. Smith. We're going to go into Shannon Sharp. We're going to talk about all of that stuff. But I guess my point that I'm making is that I believe that every, and this goes for the women too, women should be able to be adults and take care of themselves, pay their own bills, do all of the basic necessities. You should not need a man to survive. Now, if y'all both add value into each other's lives and, you know what I'm saying, she do things better or you do things better, or y'all want to move into a traditional relationship, it doesn't mean that you're supposed to die if somebody leaves a relationship. You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, stop getting with these broke people. Ladies, stop getting with broken people looking to fix them. Fellas, stop getting with broke ladies in order to try to fix them so that you can try to make them what you want them to be. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. One of the reasons that I think that Shannon Sharp is in the position that he's in is because he is dealing with people or dealing with women that are not on his level. Stop dealing with people that are not sufficient adults. Force people to meet an expectation for themselves first before they get into a relationship with you. You should be able to book your own tickets. You should be able to clean your own house. Your house should not be filthy. You should be able to walk in your house. Nobody is coming in here and my house is clean. You see that? It's clean. Clean everywhere. Clean in the whole place. It's simple. It's not dirty. Why is your house dirty? Why are your houses dirty? Whether you're a man or you're a woman, I look on there and they be like, oh my God, it's so hard to stay clean. What do you mean it's hard to stay clean? Why is it difficult to have a clean place? You're telling me that if you don't have a woman in your life, that your house is filthy, that you don't know how to do dishes? You don't know how to wash clothes. You don't know how to wash yourself up. You don't know how to. We need to have an etiquette class. Honest to God, we need to have an etiquette class. We got to have an etiquette class, bro. Seriously. I don't know why people are living filthy. I can't imagine. When I run into people and I see their teeth is crusty and grimy, I ain't talking about crooked. You know what I'm saying? That's something different. I ain't talking about crooked teeth. Crooked teeth, that's a whole nother situation. That's something that you can't help. You can fix that later when you get a little bit of money. Get you some braces, get you some Invisalign. If you really get into the money, you can go and get you some veneers, whatever that is, right? But the cleanliness of your teeth, I know your house is dirty. I know your house is dirty. If you don't have the wherewithal to brush your teeth, you no way in the world you're going to convince me that you clean your house or that you change your bed sheets regularly. No way in the world you're going to convince me that you change your bed sheets regularly. Absolutely not. My closet may get a little discombobulated because I might come in, oh, shoot, take off a hoodie, throw it over there on the hamper, whatever, until I can take it down to the cleaners or whatever like that. But filthy, listen, unorganized and filthy is two different things, bro. Unorganized and filthy is two different things. So we got to be, you know, I hate to have this conversation, but these are basic conversations that's not being had. You should be able to take care of yourself. Every adult should be able to take care of themselves. Nobody should be living like a POS. Nobody. Nobody should be living like a POS. So, yeah, man, that's what I did. Since I couldn't get into my studio this morning because my keys was here, I just came here. I'm going to get some stuff together. I needed to throw, you know what I'm saying? I need to unpack my suitcase, throw a couple loads in. And you can throw a load in. Why in between you working? Okay, so listen, I threw a load in, throw it on quick wash. You know what I'm saying? Throw your Tide pod in, throw the little pellets in there so it'll smell good. Take it out after however long it takes, 45 minutes, put it on the quick spin, put it in the dryer, get your dryer sheets. You know what I'm saying? Get more than one dryer sheet so your stuff smell really, really good when it come out. That way you ain't got to douse yourself with cologne. That way you ain't got to worry about throwing a whole bunch of cologne on you so people be offended, at which you can walk around, get you some lotion, get you some soap and water. You're going to smell good. Your clothes are going to smell good. You're going to smell good. Brush your teeth. You good, bro. That's half the battle. You got you a baddie right there. You like that? You go over to Comic-Con? You know, I keep telling y'all, if y'all need the lowest hanging fruit, go to Comic-Con. You wash your, brush your teeth. You smell good. You go to Comic-Con. You beat out 98% of the competition. Because they're going to be coming in with their hair all messed up. And I have to hurry up and get her. And they go, they shirt not tucked in. They're going to be busted. Head you over to Comic-Con. Get you a little baddie. You good. You good to go, big dog.